Now works the most. So for sure here, the first brother has a right to say he wants this field. And this one says no again. Maskev lo abaya vayes back. Motzi yoma. No, the other brother could say, Beino di afisha arisa, that I want to have more arisim here. I want to have more workers here. Rashi says, Tevli, she'elucho shtei sodois, achas mikan v'achas mikan, v'yachas li b'yemso, v'shetar b'lucho arisin, v'tei sodish li, mishtameros yofa. The other brother's a smart guy. He says just the opposite. I want you to have one field on the right side and one field all the way over on the left side so that this middle field should belong to me. And I have a lot to gain now. Because you're going to have workers working on the outfield on the right side and working on the left field. So those workers on the outside is going to automatically watch the middle field. So I'll be much better off. If I have a field in between your two fields, so my field will be watched easier. So therefore the other brother has a right to say, no, I want that field. Tamar says, that's not a good taina. The other brother has the right to say that he wants the middle field in order that the other one should have the workers on both sides and watch my field. That's not a good svara. But Maestro, the first brother has a good reason. He owns one field. He wants to have a second field right next to it. That's a good taina. That's a better taina. Therefore, going there, kaifin al midas doim. That's called like zenenev zelechosa. Talimor says, what's going to be chad gisa nagra for chad gisa nahra? He has this field. On one side of the field, there's a nahar. There's a river. On the other side of the field, there's not a nahar, there's only a nagra, a small irrigation, a small canal. So how do they divide up this field? Rashi says, Soda shal shnei yachim. This field belongs to two brothers. She yeshnor al pnei mizrach. On the mizrach, the picture on the top, on the mizrach side, there's a river. The nagra al pnei tefaina. On the tzofen side, there's only a small nagar. So now they want to divide up this field. How do they divide it up equal? Like pshita, what? A small canal. So pshita, both of them want to have the top here for the field. That's more closer to the nahar. That's better. So now when they divide up this karka, how do they divide it up? So where it says, palgin lor bekarnozul. You have to divide it up by corners. As this picture, you make a few corners, diagonal, straight across. Like the Reishin, the two brothers, each one gets an equal share, half near the nor and half near the nagar. The Rashi says, "Pagalei bekarnazul lefi shanor toiv min anor," that the river is better from a nagar. I mean, "Vasamach lemayim toiv min arochay." Therefore, the only way to divide it up is cut this field diagonally and give each one equal portions near the river and equal portions near the nagar. Now, the Mishnah says, "V'lo yesa traklin," if you have this house like. And they want to divide it up. They can't divide it up unless it's kadei yeshba kadei chalukah. Now, ein bo kadei lezer or kadei lezer maho. Let's say you have this small like palace here. That if you divide it up, there won't be enough to live. Not for this one, not for that one. Now, what's going to be the locha? What do we do here? So now, Rabbi Yehuda, this says is dino the good or yogurt. Rabbi Yehuda, there's a new svara that I've heard to say the good or yogurt. Listen, I want to split. You don't want to split. So if you want, I'll let you keep it, and then you pay me for the half. And if you don't want to do that, then I'll do the other way. Then I'll keep it, and I'll pay you for the half. Now that's called good or yogurt. Listen, either you take it and pay me, or else I'll take it and pay you. That's a one shittiv has a right to force the other one, one or the other way. Either you take it, or else I'll take it. Rashi says, is dim the good or yogurt? Zesha writes a lechalik, oimel is zesha, and he writes lechalik. The one shittiv that wants to divide up has a right to say to the other shittiv that doesn't want to divide up, I kaisli dom, listen, either make up a price here, or kanei l'cho chalki, and you want to keep it, okay, you keep the whole thing, and give me the price of my half. If you don't want to do that, oyani okun, or else I'll keep this property now, and I'll give you the value of your share. So that's called good yogit. So if you just says yes, one shutif has a right to say it to the other one. Rav Nachman says no, let dino the good yogit. We do not hold for this svara. Rashi says, "Let's dino sheze yachol loymar loy shalachu ekna v'loy shliyemchor el shutfis niyabo." The other shut has right to say nothing doing. I don't want to take your. I don't want to sell you mine. We're going to leave it the way it is. We're not going to divide up. We're both going to be shutfis. That's what Rav Nachman holds. Let's dino the good yogit. Oh, malei Rav Rav Nachman, so Rav is said to Rav Nachman, according to you, the yarmut that you say. Let dina the good ayogid, you do not hold from the svara. That when two shutfim, two partners, only one wants to divide up, the other one not. And there's not kidei chaluka, that there's nothing to do. You can't tell him anything. He has a right to stay. I want to stay the way it is. If so, v'chor u'poshet. When a father dies and left over two sons, one's a b'chor, and the second one is a regular son, so the b'chor has to get two portions. Sheniach le'navi and eved u'behema t'meya. The father left over now Yerusha and eved and u'behema t'meya. So what do they do with it? How do they divide it up? Chetzanois, not because they divide it up. Like, it's not an equal division here. The b'chor gets two-thirds, and the other one gets only one-third. So how do you divide up an eved or a behema t'meya? It's ain't b'kadei chalukah. Because never behema, you don't kill it. It's not worth anything when it's dead. You use it for work. So how do you divide this up? Rashi says, she'ef shel lechalkon. You can't divide these two things. Chesed yasu. Loch inokad b'chor poshid. T'tricha mils liya shutfim bo. Because it's very hard to be shutfis. It's not equal shutfis. In other words, one has more of a chelus than the other one. Like in a normal case, they equal shutfis. Okay, you could say, we'll go 50-50. We'll say, you use it if, I'll use it if, okay. But now that there's a b'chor and a poshid, that one has more than the other, it's not a simple shutfis. So it's a right to get out of it. But according to Rav Nachman, how do they get out of it? So Gemara says, O'malei, so Rav Nachman answered back, Shani Yoimer. It's a simple deal. Let the sever of the behema work for the poshut one day, and then he can work for the b'chor 2 days. That's the poshut of chalukia. It's not such a hard thing in echnami. You have no right to force them to divide. If one does not want to divide, you can't force him, and that's the way you work. Meisvei avakasha says alocho mi shechet yiv evit v'chet yiv ben chayrin. Someone that has an evit that is half freed. Now, as far as two people own the evit. And then one shutif mishachar his half. So this ever he freed his half. So this ever now is called half a free, half a ben chorin, half a regular Jew. And the other half of him, he's still an evet. So what does he do now? The halacha is oived es rabo yoymechod. He has to work for his master one day. V'yasatzmo yoymechod. And the other day he's free, because half of him is free. He only has to work for his master half. Therefore, one day for his master, one day he's free. Tibur Beisil, that's what Beisil holds. Beishamai Yomim, Beishamai says, no, Tikanta Mes Rabbi, that's a good tekona, that's a good etzah for the master. So the master has a good now. One day he uses him, one day the other one uses him, that's good. But Esat Smole Tikantum, but you did not fix up the sever is still messed up. Why? Lisa Shivcha Eni Yochel. To marry a Shivcha he can't, because he's a Ben Chorin. A free person can't marry a Shivcha. Lisa Bas Chorin Eni Yochel. To marry a Baskar when he can't, because he's a Chatzi Eved. So this Eved now cannot get married, he can't get married. If Yiftel, should he stop not get married, the world was created to have children. Shinam Raposik says, Loi Soyu Baroyu Leshevas Yitzara. Shem didn't create it to be Soyu empty, but rather Leshevas, the people should be living here. Says, so, Beshamatana, that's not a good Zakona. That's not a good Eitzah to leave this Eved the way he is. That one day he works for his master, one day for himself. For the mice, if so, he can't get married. Ella, rather, what should we do? Koyfines Rabbi, we force the master. The Yosef Noisa Ben Chorin, we tell the master, listen, you have to free this ever that you won't hear from him. You have to free him. And the Koyfin Shtara Chatzidomo, and the pshat is that like he's freeing him, but the money, half of him, the ever will have to pay him back later. He writes up a shtar right now, a Chatzidomo. That's based Shammai's takona, that we have to force the master to free the servant. And it says that for Chosru, Beis Tilul, Hermes Kribe Beis Shammai, Beis Tilul also later agreed, like Beis Shammai. Rashi, Chosru, Beis Tilul, Hermes, Taimod, Vibnei Tikkun Eilam. He agreed to that, Beis Tilul.